West Australian lawyers are pushing for their mentally impaired clients to stand trial in a bid to avoid them being jailed indefinitely. Under WA law, people who are deemed unfit to plead can either be given an indefinite custody order or released. There's no middle ground. That lack of options has meant some people spending years in prison despite never being convicted of a crime. Lucy Martin has more.
In Western Australia, a mentally impaired person accused of a serious crime can be detained for the rest of their life without ever being convicted. That's because the courts have only two options for dealing with those deemed unfit for trial: release them into the community without any conditions or impose an indefinite custody order. Alison Zamon is the head of the WA Association for Mental Health.
These are people who have not had their day in court. These are people who have not had the opportunity to actually plead their innocence or otherwise. Jail is simply not the place for people who have an intellectual disability or who have mental illness.
There are currently 39 people indefinitely imprisoned, in hospital or on a conditional release order. Alison Zamon says courts should be given a third option to release the accused into the community with support.
The judges need to have the capacity to be able to recognise that someone needs to be given supports and services to be able to live successfully within the community. And that option is not currently available and urgently needs to be addressed.
This week, the president of the WA Children's Court added his voice to calls for reform. Justice Dennis Reynolds made the comments while presiding over the case of a 17-year-old boy accused of burglary. The boy's own lawyer argued he was fit to plead, but Justice Reynolds rejected that and set him free, telling the court,
"There is an urgent need for reform of the Act to give courts more options upon making a finding that an accused is unfit to stand trial. At present, there are only two options. Both options are at one extreme or the other."
Justice Reynolds expressed concern that lawyers were under pressure to push for a trial to avoid an indefinite custody order. Matt Keogh is the president of the WA Law Society.
It's a terrible situation for lawyers to find themselves in when they're trying to do the best for their client. And it's a situation that can be pretty easily remedied by some changes to the legislation and their changes that we've recommended to government.
Alison Zamon from the WA Association for Mental Health says it's a perverse situation.
Frankly, it is a blight on the government's record to date around the issue of mental impairment. We want to see a bill introduced and preferably passed in the Parliament by the end of the year. We would be urging all parties to actually get behind reform, and they just need to get on and get it done.
The Attorney General, Michael Mishan, declined to be interviewed, but says a review of the Mentally Impaired Accused Act is almost complete. The government is also building WA's first declared place, a community-based facility where alleged offenders can be sent as an alternative to jail.
Lucy Martin.